Hey, you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why are you nervous?
It's the first pod.
It's just, hey, we're just two dudes talking, you know?
Yeah, two dudes, one mic.
Yeah, two dudes, one mic.
For the first one.
Anyway. For the first one. We couldn't figure crap out because we're not very smart, you know? But we'll get it figured out. This is The Vault for anyone joining in for the first time. The probably three people that's going to listen, me and Ethan included. I'm Austin.
I'm Ethan.
Yeah, that's Ethan. I'm awesome, like I just said. But this is just a little intro pod to get everyone to kind of know what we're going to do, what we're about, and good stuff like that, you know? So I've been listening to pods for 2 years or so, you know. Shout out to Bustin' with the Boys. They got me hooked on pods. So I kind of was like, yo, these guys are cool. I want to do that myself. Then I was like, you know, it's kind of losers to start a pod by yourself, so I never did that. Because I don't want to sit and look at a lamp the whole time and talk to it. Like, that's kind of lonely. So, I joined forces with Ethan.
I'm going to be honest, I've never even listened to a pod.
Yeah, so he's probably not going to listen to ours either, but that's okay. I'm probably not going to listen to ours either.
Maybe just to get some views, some listens.
Yeah, just to get the three listens. I'm sure my mom will listen for the first 5 seconds and go, I hear him enough, I don't want to listen to him anymore. So, why do you want to do this, Ethan? Like, what made you want to do a pod with your boy, you know?
That's exactly it.
I don't.
Pod with the boy.
Oh, you just was like, hey, let's we spent enough time together, might as well do a pod. Is that what you were feeling like?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we spend almost every day together. No, if not, playing COD together.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Call of Duty and Warzone. And also, you guys can make me very mad. I rage a lot on that game. Because it's a bunch of bullcrap, you know?
A lot of explicits on that game, for sure.
Oh, a lot of explicits. Speaking of explicits, you may hear one or two on some future episodes, may hear one or two on this episode. I'm not going to say they're not going to slip. We're trying our best. I've already said bullcrap like three times, and usually I say something else. So, shout out to you, grandmas. I got you. But, yeah, so, like, we're going to talk about a little bit about everything, aren't we?
Yeah, just about.
I mean, you're very non-talkative today. I feel like you're pretty nervous.
Very.
Yeah, we'll get that out of you. I mean, you can't. It's not like you're talking in front of people. You're just talking to the people. They'll never have to see your face. God, I don't want to see your face.
You got a voice for the radio, a face for one, too.
Yeah, no. It's not a lie there, Bubba. But, yeah, we're going to talk about a little bit about everything, you know, and just have fun with it. Tell some stories. Share some conversations. I mean, that's another reason I want to do this. Our conversations are funny, and I feel like it'd be a disservice to the world if we didn't share those.
Yeah, they weren't heard.
Yeah. Like, so.
And felt.
And felt, yeah. So, I mean, you're going to feel our conversations. They're going to touch your soul. Yeah, they're going to touch you.
Not going to lie, I thought you said you're going to touch yourself.
I didn't say I was going to touch myself. I was going to touch our souls. Going to touch their souls.
Same thing.
Yeah, basically. But, yeah, if you don't like what we have to say or what we're saying or anything like that, if you don't like hearing us explicit every once and again, then, I mean, you don't have to listen.
Or you do.
I mean, you could just – here's what you do. You don't like what we're saying, listen to the whole pod, rate one star, and subscribe so you can come back and listen and tell us each episode how much you don't like us. That sounds great to me.
Fantastic.
Listen, tell us how much you don't like us. Hey, and we'll go from there. We can have a nice little banter thing. We do pods, you tell us how much you don't like us. I'm fine with that.
Right, I'm good with jamming on GarageBand.
Yeah, GarageBand.
Yeah.
Well, we're also not on GarageBand right now.
No.
So, that's cool too. I mean, whatever. So, if you guys want a little brief description of what our show's going to be about, I did kind of write a movie synopsis for it because, you know, Apple Pods and Spotify, they all want that good stuff. So, two friends, since who knows when, get together to bring you their conversations and stories. It will be a wild ride and things will more than likely get off track, but it'll be pure entertainment. Who knows what will be said, but one thing is for sure. These guys think they are funny and are set out to prove it to you. I mean, let's be real. People aren't going to find us funny.
No.
We're going to have that. We're going to have those 5 seconds of fame, and everyone's going to be like, yeah, yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's
all right,
it.
And then we're done.
Yeah. I hope not.
No, not either, but it's going to happen. You know, yeah, like I said, things didn't go as planned tonight. We're a little bit closer than we expected to be right now. Two dudes, one mic. Shout out.
A solid 3 inches.
Yeah, I mean, I'm basically sitting on Ethan's lap right now.
He knows all about that.
Yeah, it's quite fun to me, personally. this is what I spend most of my days. If I'm not sitting at home, I'm sitting on Ethan's lap.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and your wife doesn't like it.
A 12-foot couch.
Yeah, but we're not sitting.
All three of us pile on 3 feet of it.
Yeah. There's like 4 cushions, and we're all on 1 cushion. Because, you know. And shout out. I'm going to give a quick shout out. I'm sure she's not listening because I'm sure she doesn't care. But shout out to old Lizard, Ethan's wife. Shout out to you for just, you know, being
not,
you.
Not really supporting us.
Yeah, you didn't say you were going to support us, but I'm going to shout you out, so you have to support us now. Oh, tell them why we call it The Vault. That's a good one.
The Vault. Because we're in a vault.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. I didn't want you to think we were pulling stories out from way back when, which we may and probably will, but it's because we're actually inside of a vault. I slapped the crap out of you, too, when I told you to tell them.
I passed out.
I made this analogy a couple weeks ago when I said we were talking about starting the pod and all that. We have plans for where we want to take it, but we didn't have any of the equipment. We didn't have anything. I was like, hey, dude, we know the land we're buying. We know the mansion we're putting on the land, but we haven't bought the land yet. And guess what? We bought the land. The foundation's laid now. We're into the game. It's like we're at the city pool, you know? We're walking, and we're like, the pool just opened. We dip our big toe in. Ooh, is it going to be chilly? Or is it going to be nice where we just cannonball? I guess we'll find out.
I mean, it's always going to be a little chilly.
I mean, that's true.
Every time.
But is it to where we don't get in? We dip the big toe in and say, I ain't getting in. Or is it going to be like, hey, you know what? Cannonball.
Oh, head first every time.
Oh, so you cannonball head first?
Upside down.
I mean, you can. We go a different route now. but we got plans. Do these plans come true? Who knows? We want to get some people on, you know. Shout out to anybody that would want to come on. And if you do, DM us. We got an Instagram. Facebook. We got a Facebook. It's thevault_pod. Please follow.
We will eventually have a Twitter.
Eventually, yes. We got to get a little bit bigger for that. I don't want people to roast me on Twitter.
Not yet.
We're not good enough for that. I get roasted every day. I don't want to get roasted on Twitter again.
I don't want to become a hashtag.
Yeah. Facebook, Instagram, thevault_pod. Follow us, like us, you know, DM us. You know what? We're going to have future episodes, obviously. DM us questions. We'll answer them on the pod. We'll shout you out. You want to ask me a question? You want to ask Ethan a question? You want to ask us both a question? We'll shout you out. We'll name drop. That's how small we are. We will name drop because we don't care about anything.
Or don't. If you don't
want to. If you don't want name drop, just say hey, we don't want name drop because we will name drop you. Because I don't care. Like I said, so the 5 people that are probably still listening, thank you. Will you quit rubbing your hands together? I can hear it.
Sorry, I got stuff off.
This is a great first pod because people will be like, oh, wow, they really have no idea what they're doing and this sucks. Yeah, you're right. So I saw this today, actually. It was a question. Would you rather go 12 rounds with Mike Tyson or your mom go 30 seconds with Conor McGregor? Easy answer for me. Easy answer. Think about it again. I'll say it one more time.
Are we in the ring or are we on the street?
No. 12 rounds, like actual boxing, 12 rounds with Mike Tyson or your mom gets in the octagon with Conor McGregor for 30 seconds.
I'm going to have to go with the 12 rounds.
See, you better than I am. Mama getting in the octagon. 12 rounds with Mike Tyson. You going to die. And then, see, I've thought about this. My mom, I feel like she has enough stamina to run around and evade Conor McGregor for 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds. But then again, Conor McGregor can do one of those spinning back kicks, knock my out. And I don't want to see that.
I don't know. Mike Tyson will bite a ear off.
Yeah, but you in the round with Mike Tyson. For 12 rounds. You got to go 12 whole rounds.
See, I thought you said my mom and the... Gotcha.
No.
Oh, okay.
You in the ring with Mike Tyson for 12 rounds. Full rounds, or your mom in the octagon with Conor McGregor for 30 seconds.
I used to be kind of quick running.
Yeah, but you got 12 rounds with Mike Tyson.
I've gained 40 pounds since then.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. I'm probably faster than you now. Anybody that knows me knows that you can churn butter faster than I can run.
That's facts.
Yeah. Not anymore, though, because I'm faster than you, so you're slower than me.
Yeah, you've lost a few pounds.
I was never fat, but thank you. I appreciate that.
I never said you were fat.
But you implied it.
No.
This is how the pot's going to go, ladies and gentlemen.
This is about it.
We got way off track because you won't answer my question.
Like I said.
You're going 12 rounds with Mike Tyson.
Probably, I could do that.
All right, I'll make sure to speak at your funeral. You don't think your mom can run around the octagon? Oh, shout out to Lola barking in the background. If you hear that, that's definitely Ethan's dog, Lola.
It's not my dog. That's Lizard's dog.
No, Liz, shout out to your dog, Lola. Look, you got a shout out, and so did Lola. Wow. That's... She's getting hot in there. Please don't yell at her because people will, you know, start. I mean, I couldn't think of a better way for our first pod to go. It can only go up from here, right? We're not gonna have dogs barking every time.
I mean, it can literally only go up from here.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Unless we get banned.
I mean, please don't ban us. Anyway, so you don't think your mom can run around for 30 seconds with Conor McGregor, like, without getting hit? 30 seconds. I get 30 seconds is a long time, but the octagon's big enough to where you can run around for 30 seconds.
Probably could.
And also, do you think Conor McGregor's that bad of a dude where he would hit a woman?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I hope he comes after your ass.
I think so.
Because I would like to see you fight Conor McGregor.
No, I don't want to fight him.
Hey, Conor McGregor, if by some off chance you're listening to this, Ethan wants to fight you. And I will definitely support you, Conor, not Ethan. Because I would love to see him get his ass beat. Sorry. I couldn't help but say it there. I apologize.
I don't know. I wouldn't fight him.
But you just said he would hit a woman. That's fighting words.
I believe I saw an article.
He's a crazy dude. He'll throw chairs at buses, but I don't think he'd hit a woman.
Maybe not on purpose. If he didn't know it was a woman.
So you're saying he wouldn't know your mom was your mom if he got in the ring with her?
I didn't say that.
That's what you're implying, though.
No.
Yeah.
Now we're back to square one. Fine, put my mom in the octagon. Let her run around for 30 seconds.
I feel like that's the only answer.
That's the only answer.
Because Mike Tyson, even if...
How long is a round? A minute? 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Unless you're doing championship boxing, then I think it's five. I think for an exhibition, it'd probably be three.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Yep, send her in for 30 seconds.
That's 36 minutes with Mike Tyson just destroying you.
Are we talking about Mike Tyson today or Mike Tyson in his prime?
Does either of it matter?
No. Not at all.
I mean, one makes it a little bit worse, but it's still Mike Tyson. The dude has a face tat of a tribal. Like, you don't get much crazier than that. Like, you know he means serious. I mean, have you ever watched The Hangover? He has a tiger.
Yes.
He has a tiger, dude. But I feel like that's a... Oh, shout out to Margot Robbie, too.
Yeah, I thought you were going to forget that one.
I can't forget Margot Robbie. She'll never listen to this podcast, but Margot Robbie, if you are somewhere out there listening to The Vault, you're an angel. You're an angel. But like I said, Apple, Spotify, that's where we're on. Subscribe, rate whatever you want to rate. I don't really care. Just subscribe. Please listen. You know, we're just trying to have a little fun with this. That's all we're really doing. Facebook, Instagram, The Vault. _pod, like, follow, you know, do all that good. Other than that, you know, I think this is a good little first pod. People get a little behind the scenes of what we're all about, you know. Dogs barking.
Margot Robbie.
Lizard, Lola. I mean, we're just two guys, one mic. You know, we're intimate for the first one. I couldn't really ask for anything else. Conor McGregor, Mike Tyson. I mean, we covered a lot. Big plans, like I said. Also, yeah, we don't have an intro yet. So if you are listening and have, like, musical abilities, because I have none. Ethan says he has some, but, I mean, I don't really trust the guy.
Yeah, I can't hear you or anything.
You can't. That's why I whispered. But Jesus. See, I couldn't hear that. I couldn't hear it. Send us something, you know, like if you want to create us an intro, I mean, we'll play it. We'll listen to it. Doesn't mean we'll put it on the pod, but we'll play it and listen to it. And if it's good enough, you just may hear it on the pod. Ask us questions, guys, because we will answer questions. I promise you. Other than that, I think we Gucci flip-flops.
Gucci flip-flop.
For sure. For sure. For sure. Gucci flip-flops. You stopped it.
Nope, it's still going.
Stop it.